Hi everybody, I'm Deacon Dave.
And I'm Layperson Lisa.
Welcome to the Deacon Dave and Layperson Lisa show. I think I just scared you with the headphones
on. Yeah, a little loud.
So this is how we actually originally started our podcast, was doing it on this little podcast setup that we got. And then once we got into Facebook, we stopped doing it. So we thought we would do both so you could see how it used to be. And we could also record an audio and a video at the same time.
Yes.
So now I believe we are on the sixth part in our nine-part series on the angels.
Yes, Lisa. We are. The Dominion.
And fortunately, because we missed a week, I did not have an assignment.
Next week is yours.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. It's still early in the show.
Oh, my goodness.
But so today is about the Dominions.
Yes.
So what do you have for us, Lisa?
Well, they're also called the Dominations.
Dominations.
And they are the angels of leadership.
Leadership. Now, I can do that one.
Yes, you had mentioned that on the very first episode. You would like to be a Dominion.
A Dominion, because I do leadership.
You want to be the boss, you had said.
Yes, I do, but that's really kind of counter to my role as a deacon, which is to be a servant.
Yeah.
So when I'm at work, I get to be a leader, and then when I'm a deacon, I get to be a servant.
Okay.
And I actually enjoy being a servant better.
Oh,
so,
nice.
So maybe I wouldn't want to be a domination.
Okay.
We'll see. I have a conflict.
Okay. Well, they regulate the duties of the other angels, and they make known the commands of God.
Ooh, make known the commands of God. So they should be helping us out as well, right?
Yes. They are like the guardian angels of the universe.
The guard. Wow. That is very, very neat. See, I wasn't going to say that other word.
That was close.
Neat is my go-to word.
Yeah. Maybe we need to ban that one next.
Look, nobody's complained about neat.
Well, you just made it known that you overuse it.
I never said I overused it. I said it was my go-to word.
Oh, okay.
Wow, she's awfully critical today, isn't she? Sort of like a domination, maybe.
Okay.
Sending out God's orders.
Well, the word dominions has a root in Latin of the word dominus, which means master or lord. Thus, the dominions are the angels of authority, and they are believed to be the leaders of the second sphere of the angelic hierarchy.
The second sphere. Where did
they
that
call
come
it?
From?
I don't know. This information is called the groupings of three spheres. So three spheres.
And then, were you quoting Latin there or Greek or what was that?
I was trying to say the Latin word dominus.
This is just a simple show, Lisa. And now you're going off and giving the root meanings of words? Wow. We are stepping our game up, folks. Let me tell you, this is big time stuff.
Yeah.
So what else do you have on the Dominion?
The principal office is to manifest God's will.
Which, that's very interesting. To manifest God's will.
Yeah.
So I think one of the questions I would want to ask you and all of our listeners is how do we follow God's will?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know how to follow God's will?
You pray that it be revealed to you, and you try to lead a pleasing life to God.
So I'll give you a simple way to maybe answer whether or not we are actually following God's will. And I think we've done this on a prior show, maybe.
Yeah, something the good or something.
Right. If it brings you closer to God.
Yeah.
If it draws you closer to God.
That means it's His will.
Then it's probably something God wants you to do.
Okay.
If it doesn't, then it's probably something God doesn't want you to do.
Okay.
However, having said that, sometimes we try to take dominion over our own lives, which isn't necessarily a good thing.
Right.
So we can go out and we can do things that are good, right? But that doesn't necessarily mean...
It's God's will?
It's ultimately God's will for us.
Because there could be two good paths you can take.
Right.
And it's hard to decide which one to do.
It's very interesting stuff we're starting to get into here. So
this
if we're not
very deep.
Yeah, so if we're not following God's will, but we're doing something good, but God is the generator of all things good.
Oh, yeah.
So it still must come from God.
Right, okay.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that it is the optimal path that you suggest that God wants us to go down.
Yeah. That's
a tough
one.
This is something to ponder and really think about. But it gets back to right relationship. So the more in right relationship we are with God, Lisa, the more likely we are to be able to discern His will and what it is that He's really calling us to do. So like this whole retreat center thing that we've been working on, and that's not related to our show in any way, but there was a lot of discernment in that, wondering if this was something that I wanted to do, that was really something good, but was it really God's will for us to do it.
Right.
And I believe if we look for those signs of affirmation that we get when we start to go down a particular path, that's one way that we can know that we are following the will of God.
Yeah.
So they did the same thing in the diaconate. So you're discerning the entire 5 or 6 years you're in the diaconate process. And they always told us right from the very first day, look for signs of affirmation.
Oh.
And where did these signs from affirmation come, maybe, Lisa?
Maybe the angels.
Okay, they come from the angels. Where else?
God.
From God. How about from one another?
Well, because God uses people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's one another. Sometimes it's an event or a place.
Yeah.
So there's many different ways that we can find affirmation.
Oh, yeah. But a lot of times you don't see it until retrospectively looking at things.
But somehow we still got there, right?
Yeah.
I think it's interesting. It's a good point. Has anybody out there, have you ever done your spiritual autobiography? And if you do that, and it's sort of finding all those places in your life where God was present.
Yeah, you kind of see it lined up.
Right, where we allow God dominion over our lives. You know, our free will chose him. But he is there even in those moments when we don't think he's there.
Yeah, well, he's always there, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Well, and when you look back on it,
you're like, oh,
now I
that's
can
why
see
that
him.
Happened.
Right, and there's a greater awareness of moving forward of how he is in your life.
Yeah.
So I think, I don't know if we got way off topic
there. I think we
there,
did.
What more about the dominion?
Well, God assigns angels of this choir to people who must give spiritual guidance, such as teachers in higher schools of learning, those from the pulpit or in the confessional. So again, overlap.
That hierarchy's working overtime.
Yeah.
So it sounds like to me, we're both spiritual advisors. So it sounds like we could have dominion.
A dominion looking after us.
We are. We're both spiritual advisors, so
yeah,
that would be really cool to have a dominion.
Oh, man.
Cool alert. I blew it. She caught me that time. It was her last week, me this week.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's if you think about it, having a dominion to be a part of us in spiritual advising.
Yeah.
I've never really thought about it that way.
It is pretty amazing, yeah.
So when you go into spiritual advising, someone had told me one time that, I think it was you, Lisa, you talked about in one of our shows how in entering a process, you also enter in with that person and their guardian angel, along with yourself and your guardian angel.
Well, I learned to do that through the podcast and the information that I learned.
Oh, so.
So see, I haven't done that prior.
Have you made use of that moving forward?
I don't know. I don't think I've spiritually advised anyone right now.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if I've...
Well, the virus has probably made that more difficult to do.
Yeah.
It's hard to have a face-to-face, although we're right here, so, but we're always doing something, so it's okay.
Yeah.
As I've said before, you're like family.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's good. So what else do you have on the Dominion?
They also protect missionaries.
Wow.
Yeah. These angels assist those who work for the spread of God's kingdom through evangelization. And they are also looking after the superiors of monasteries and seminaries, provided that they are humble and give God credit for all the work they do.
Well, this is very interesting. So two things there that you said. Number one, dominions are with us if we are out evangelizing.
Yes.
But we also have to have humility
in
our evangelizing if the dominions are going to stay with us.
Right.
And why do you think that's so important?
Because we can't take credit for it.
Right. As we said earlier, all good things come from God.
Yep.
And it's very easy in our ministries or anything that we do to begin to think that, wow, I'm doing a really good job at this, Lisa.
Mm.
I'm really good at this.
Mm.
I've got a lot of really good ideas going on. I'm the most awesome there is ever. And all of a sudden, pride and ego overtake your humility. And when pride starts to enter in, the love and the mercy and the will of God is not flowing very freely through someone who has been conquered at that moment by pride and ego.
Yeah.
Have you ever had an experience like that in your life where you thought maybe you were really doing a good job and you forgot that God was the source of what you were doing?
Sure. I just can't think of one at the moment.
Well, I've got like 100 examples.
Oh, okay. Let's hear.
Well, the first one that I remember more than anything was I was in charge of the junior youth group for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had this huge retreat planned. There were like 70 kids coming, 18 adults. It was going to be great. Well, it started snowing.
Uh-oh.
So I ride right up there to Wakefield, and I make sure the roads are clear, and I pay someone to clear a road.
Oh, no.
We're coming back, and I'm coming back to the church. The bus is supposed to be there. Kids are supposed to be loading. And the religious ed director, who I had not met yet, she was new. She canceled the retreat.
Oh, no.
Boy, was I mad.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. Because we had spent a lot of time, spent a lot of time working on this.
Right.
And then I talked to the priest, and he says, well, maybe you're too close to this.
Mm.
That really made me mad. It wasn't until about 15 years later that I realized what that meant. I had actually made the ministry about me. It just wasn't God's will to lead that retreat at that moment.
Right.
It was my will.
Right.
But that didn't happen.
Right.
And so it was in that moment that I learned it's very easy in the pursuit of following God's will that we can end up following our own will and not even know that.
Yeah, very true.
I think that's why prayer is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime anyone is in a leadership, since we're talking about the dominions and leadership,
mm-hmm.
anytime someone's in a leadership position, we should always start with prayer.
Yeah.
We should always invoke the Holy Spirit, ask God to be present to us, and to be present with us throughout whatever it is that we're doing, and also to close with prayer as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very important because it is easy to get wrapped up in what you're doing and start to forget that God was the one who started it in the first place,
right.
using you.
Right.
What do you think?
I think we've probably gone pretty long. So.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
It doesn't tell us how long. Oh, 11 and a half minutes.
Oh, not as long as I thought.
Do you have anything else on the dominions?
Let's see.
People want more, Lisa.
Yeah, because we were so off topic.
Were we really off topic?
I don't know.
Go ahead.
Let's see. It says, we must pray to these angels for the spread of God's kingdom upon the earth, for the conversion of heretics, and for the return of lukewarm and fallen away Catholics to the practice of the faith.
Wow. So we should ask those
angels. We should be doing that now.
To help with
the way things are.
That's a lot of stuff going on right
yeah.
there. Heretics.
Fallen away Catholics. Lukewarm Catholics.
No, it is. We were just having this discussion the other day in Bible study on Friday, as a matter of fact. And this is how the Spirit of God works. How do you know when you're being lukewarm?
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah, it was a question that we started to talk about and to really ponder.
Maybe when you're making more worldly choices?
Maybe. Or you're going through the motions.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay.
How often do we go to Mass and we're not engaged? But then I countered that with, well, sometimes, you know, I'm just not on my A game.
Yeah.
But I still go to Mass because I'm faithful.
Yeah.
And I know it's important to go to Mass. So that's not necessarily going through the motions.
Right.
Because I recognize that I'm not able to give my best to God that day.
But you're trying.
I'm still going to give
You're making the effort.
Right, what I have.
Yeah.
So even in those times of difficulty, we are still being faithful to God. But lukewarm, I think part of it is my heart and my mind being connected?
Are you keeping God first?
Well, keeping God first,
okay.
Number one, yeah.
Okay.
Am I really connecting my heart and my mind? When I go to Mass,
okay.
When I do Bible study, when I have these opportunities where I encounter God's Word and His people, is it changing my heart?
Are you open to conversion? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I open to conversion? So if we're not moving forward, we're moving backwards.
Yeah.
And so I think in this case, if we are not moving towards God, our hearts aren't transforming and converting on an ongoing basis, then we could begin to fall into the lukewarm pool of just kind of staying where we're at. And you know what? A pool of water, it gets stagnant.
Yeah.
And so that's what can happen in our faith, is that we can become stagnant, lukewarm. And in fact, what happens to lukewarm water?
It gets all bacteria.
And it gets cold.
It does? Ultimately, it gets hot.
Lukewarm water will ultimately get cold if it just sits there by itself, right? How can it get hot?
It's a hot day.
Okay, that's possible. If it's the middle of July, like it is right now, it can get hot. But I like the bacteria.
It gets dried up. Dried up.
It gets dried up. And we don't want that. We
right.
want to constantly be filled with the...
And flowing.
And flowing. God. Exactly. Yeah. Because if God's not flowing through us, He's not flowing out to those around us.
Yeah.
Which gets back to evangelization again.
Yeah.
And what the dominions are supposed to help us
with.
Yeah. A lot of good stuff. So what else do you have
This it says in times of despondency or despair, one must call upon these angels to help, for they exercise great power against such temptations.
So how often, even when we're despondent or maybe our hope is waning, we don't even reach out to Jesus, right? So not only can we reach out to Jesus, we can reach out to the angels mm-hmm. and ask them for help.
We have so much, so many saints and angels and, you know, Jesus and Mary that we can reach out to. So we should not lose him.
I wish we had an angel screen. So like when you video, you can see all the angels that are around you.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
Wouldn't that be neat?
Yeah.
Maybe there is a video and we just don't have...
We just can't see it.
Well, we just don't have any angels. No, that would be sad.
Oh, no.
That would be
sad. We just
sad.
Can't see it.
We have to have at least
we
one angel.
We only see the 1%.
I think our guardian angel is... are white, so they're blending in with the ceiling. Maybe those two little speakers up there.
They're in camouflage.
They're in camouflage, yeah. So we can't see them.
Yeah.
So what else do you have?
I think that's enough.
That's enough. She likes to wrap it up. So next week.
We're at 16 minutes.
So next week is what? Thrones. And so we hear about thrones and dominions in
the Mass.
In the Mass, yeah. In the Eucharistic prayers,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right before we do the Holy, Holy, Holy.
Yes.
So it's all of the stuff that we're talking about is it's in the Mass, it's in the Bible.
Yep.
Our faith is rich and beautiful with all kinds of stuff. So Lisa, next week you're on the throne.
Nope, that's you.
Okay, I guess it's going to be me then.
Nice try.
I'm Deacon Dave.
Only person, Lisa.
We'll see you next
Bye.
Time.